Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalad. We're on Daf Mem Dalad. 10 lines in by the two dots. So we said yesterday, Kol Shiesh Lo Matirin, any carbon, and not any carbon, any part of a carbon that has a matir, Shiesh Lo Matirin, that is a matir, Bein Lo Adam, Bein Lo Mizbeach, whether it's for a person to eat, or kapara, or the Mizbeach, or for the Mizbeach, Chayavin Alav, Mishum Pigol, Yichayef a Pigol. Okay? So we said the one exception to that, well, a few exceptions, one of the exceptions was Dam, because Dam itself is a matir, right? So before we get to that issue, the Gemara asks such a basic question. How do we know that there's such a thing as Pigol? How do we know?
Shouldn't that pig question have been asked?
Yeah, it was asked. And the answer is, the Torah said so. Now, when the Torah says it's an Isser of Pigol, I don't know if we remember this. When the Torah said there's an Isser of Pigol, the Pasuk, V'imha'ochel, oh, we do the Pasuk. V'imha'ochel ye'ochel me'basar zevach shlomav. Talking about a shlomim. So how do you know this Pigol by every other carbon? Maybe Pigol's only by a shlomim. So, Tana Rabbanan. O'eno el mevi el kiyotze b'shlomim. Kiyotze b'shlomim. It should only be things that are like a shlomim. What's like a shlomim, by the way?
Pesach.
Pesach? Yeah? Why? In what way is it like a shlomim? Interesting. Because the Gemara is going to ask, what did the Gemara mean by this? Before we get to that. So Rashi just says over here, oh, and maybe, Reisha de Brisa b'Toras Kahanim. Like we're still stuck in the middle of a Brisa. Pigol katani, yachal lo yechai vel al shlomim bovad. Pigol should only apply by a shlomim. Why? Tamad lamar linyan tuma v'inazu mikache. We're going to learn that from Gzeir Shavis. So how do you know? Listen to this one, Mati. Ma shlomim miyuchadim. Why is a shlomim special? She ne'echalin l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Because it's eaten for 2 days and one night. You get an extra day to eat a shlomim. Af kol ne'echal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad ne'echal b'yom v'layla. So it should be only karbanos that have 2 days and one night. Minayin. How do you know it applies to other karbanos also? What carbon is that? What carbon has 2 days and one night? That's not a shlomim. I didn't know either. The answer is bechor. We're going to get to that soon. Right? So maybe the...
Shlomim also probably.
Correct. So when the Gemara said, maybe it should include things like a shlomim, it's going to mean bechor. But first of all, before we get to that, how do we know it means other karbanos also such a thing as pigol? How do you know? Talmud Lomar, mi basar. It says in that pasuk. Vim ha'ochel yo'ochel mi basar. What's mi basar? Kol kshashirayin ne'echolin. Anything left over that's edible. Right? Ola, what about Ola? So that includes the chatas. Chatas has basar. Asham, all these carbon, toda, tamid, all of it. Ola she'en shirayin ne'echolin menayin. What about an Ola, which doesn't have anything to eat? Tamid lomar, zevach. That pasuk there in Pigol says the word zevach. Okay, it says mibasar zevach. Right? Minayin l'rabos ha'ovos v'amenachos, which are not quote-unquote zevach. Ad shani marbe log shemen shel mitzora, and I'm even going to include log shemen of mitzora. Didn't we have a whole discussion about that yesterday, whether you include that even? The Gemara is going to answer that question. Log shemen shel mitzora also is pigol. Talmud lomar, asher heim makdishin li. Okay? Asher heim makdishin li. That's what that pasuk says. It's a different pasuk says that. That's in a different pasuk. The pigol pasuk is in Parshas Sav. This pasuk is in Perichov Bees. What's it? Achrimos, maybe? Somewhere over there? Shmini? Probably Achrimos around. So a different pasuk says, Asherheim Akdishin Li. So therefore, we learn that every kind of carbon is pigol. Not just even a mincha, birds, all pigol. Va'asi noser. Chilul chilul mituma. There's a gzir shava. Right? How do you know noser applies to every carbon? It's Xer Shava, Chil Chil Mituma, Vasi Pigol, Avon Avon Minoser. And Pigol is also Xer Shava, Avon Avon Minoser. Okay? Okay. Very good. Next. Umiacha Shesofa Rabbas called Davar Lama. Umiachash is sovul l'rabbos kol davar, right? So then lama nemar shlamim me'ata. Then why, if every carbon has pickle, then why does the Torah say the word shlamim? Why say pickles only by shlamim if it's not true? Why say that? Loma lecha, ma shlamim miyuchadim, sheish lamatirin, bein la'adam, bein lamizbeach, because the shlamim is not unique, but it's one of the carbonos that has matirin for humans and for the mizbeach, af kol, sheish lamatirin, bein la'adam, bein lamizbeach, chayav and love mishum pickle. Chayav for pickle. Good? Ha'ola, now the Gemara says it again, we said this yesterday, ha'ola, dama, matir, espesara, lamizbeach, the ola, matirs, the dam of the ola, matirs, the basar to go onto the mizbeach. Once you sprinkle the dam of the ola, or do whatever you do to the dam, that allows you to burn the fat on the mizbeach. Nobody eats anything in an ola. And by the way, v'orah l'kahanim, and the hide goes to the kahanim. We said yesterday, not sure why that's there, because the hide doesn't, nobody eats that, it's not edible. So we're not sure why that's there. Olas ha'of, the olas ha'of, dama matir es besara la mizbeach, the dam matirs the basar to go onto the mizbeach again. So therefore, you have matir, so therefore what? So therefore, that's pigle. Chatas ha'of, dama matir es besara la kahanim, the dam is matir, the meat of the carbon chatas bird to be eaten by kahanim. Parah ha'nisrafim, v'se'ir ha'nisrafim, they're burnt. They're burnt, these cows. Nobody eats them, they're burnt. Nevertheless, damam matir es emurehin likarev, sprinkling the dam allows you to burn the fat on the outer mizbeach. Good. Umotze ani, and I exclude from the list of pigle, es hakometz, kemitza. Is that thunder?
Yep.
The es halavona, and lavona.
It was raining again?
It was. Es hakomet, ves halavona, ves hakatores. What do all these things have in common? What do all these things have in common? The komets. What does it have in common? With lavona, and ketores, and minchas kahanim, or minchas kor mashiach, or minchas nesachim, v'adam. What do they all have in common? Why there's no pigle by these acts? Why not? What? No, that's not why.
I know, but because they're part of something
that's
not the ikar of the thing.
No. I tell you the honest truth. I'm not sure why these... because they don't have something... They don't have something else that matirs something else.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it means. When you do the dam for an ola, that matirs the basar to go onto the mizbeach. Here, when you do the lavona, there's nothing else to matir something else.
They are the matir.
They are the matir.
Yeah. It's the end of the process.
It's the end of the process, exactly. Therefore, no pickle.
That's the question. These are the matirs for whatever the rest is being done.
Correct.
If you don't do the kemitza, you can't have the flour.
It's a good vart, what Mati's saying. They're the matirs.
Yeah.
So there's no other matir. Therefore, there's no pickle. Now, who made up this rule about matirs?
So we since with this Gemara, I'm just taking this as an assumption.
Exactly. Where did that come from? I don't know where it came from. Over the past week, we just all of a sudden it came up. Right? Reb Shimon Omer, ma shlamim miyuchadim sheyesh bo al mizbeach hachitzon v'chayavin alav, that the shlamim is only on the mizbeach hachitzon. Right? Af kol sheyesh al mizbeach hachitzon chayavin alav mishum pickle. It's only karbanos that are on the mizbeach hachitzon, which is most karbanos. Almost every carbon, except for a few, very rare. Paralim davar, korin mashiach, made a mistake, yom kippur, those, yotu parman esrafim, burnt cows and burnt goats. Good?
Which is exactly
well, that takes out a lot of pickle.
No, very little pickle. How often do you think there was a parhel and davar shel tzibur? The klaisel made a mistake.
Yeah, but we.
How often do you think that happened?
No.
How often do you think the kohen made a mistake? He paskid it. Not so common. The other one, avodah zarah, I guess, could be a little more common. Yom Kippur was every year. Right? Yeah, what do you want to say?
Didn't he say that the inner mizbeach also had pickle?
Yeah, the Rav Shimon says no.
Well,
Rav Shimon, exactly, he argues. Omar Mar, so we said, Piyotze b'shlamim. My new, what does that mean, like a shlamim? The half meaning was, only karbanos like a shlamim should have pigle. What did the Gemara mean by that? Bechar. It meant the bechar. D'nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. 2 days and one night. Now, we started off the daf by saying, only something like a shlamim, which is bechar, should have pigle. In what way should the bechar be compared to a shlamim? In what way? Like, why should a bechar be included in the shlamim? Why? Because if it's 2 days and one night, so what? What's the mechanism? Is it a kal v'chomer? Is it a gzeir shav? What is it? So the Gemara says, b'may osi, how are you going to include the bechar? How? E mamatzinu, if you want to use a mamatzinu, which is a binyanav, just like a shlamim, so anything like a shlamim, that's not good. Ikal mifrach, mal shlamim shekintun tzmicha, v'nesachim, v'tunas chazav ashok. Shlamim is very unique. It has smicha, it has nesachim, it has waving the chaz of ashok. So don't tell me bechar is none of that. So you can't compare them with the mamatzinu. You know, they're too different. Ella me'im ha'ochel ye'ochel. The pasuk starts off ve'im ha'ochel ye'ochel mibasar zevach shlamav. Says Rashi on the, like, 5 or 6 lines before the lines get wide. Klal ha'ochel is a klal. Mibasar shlamim is a prat. Yochel chazer v'klal. It's a klal pra klal. Now, the pasuk says 2 words. V'im, and if, ha'ochel ye'ochel. You will surely eat. Double lashon ha'ochel ye'ochel. So what did the Gemara just say? That's one klal and another klal. And what's the prat? Shlamim. So the Gemara says, but those two klals are next to each other. How do you have a klal pra klal when two klals are next to each other? Hare tre klal ismichi ha'adadininu. The two klals are next to each other. He says, ha'ochel ye'ochel, if you will surely eat. Oh, one ha'ochel is a klal, the other ha'ochel is a prat, is another klal, sorry. Then what's the prat? Basar zevach shlamim. So what do you do? Ein b'klal mashem prat, or whatever, most of all prat, whatever, and then you're going to get to bechar too. So amarava, kedami marava, kol makom sha'atamoti, shnei klals hasmuchum zelazeh, heitel ha'prat ben yehen. Whenever you have two klals next to each other, pretend the prat is in between them. So you have klal prat klal. What kind of pretending is that? What kind of thing is that? Yeah. If it's done in klal prat and rule it, use it like a klal prat, what kind of thing is that? Right. It's exactly what a klal prat klal is.
That's right.
Because you have a prat which limits the klal. Yeah. Then you have another klal which broadens it. So that I understand.
Right.
Right? Like the classic klal pra klal is, if you find any aveda, klal, right. Any aveda you find, then it says you find a sheep, and it said all these specifics. Right. So what's going on? Oh, not every aveda you have to return. Maybe a land or something. Right? You go Lord that on sugya. You have some general rule, and you have some specific things. Right?
Right.
Here, klal pra klal is this. But the whole thing is a half min anyway. Okay. Next. Then we said, ad shani marbe log shemen shel mitzora. I'm also including the log shemen of mitzora. What does that mean? This means like this. You have to bring a carbon asham because you're a mitzora. And in addition to bringing the carbon asham, no, I don't think you have too many carbonos, a log of shemen is also sprinkled. And then the remainder of it can be eaten. Shemen. So you could use it for salad dressing. It's very delicious. So if you have a pigle thought by the asham, by the carbon, right? What's your thought? I'm going to eat the carbon at the wrong time. And you eat the oil.
Okay.
Is that under the rubric of pigle? If you eat the dam, it's not.
Right.
Right? The Gemara is going to say later in the week that if you eat the dam, you get one avera for eating dam. Right. You don't get a second avera for eating pigle. Why? Because dam is not pigle. Even though you had a pigle thought.
So is that like kimle?
No, because dam is not pigle because it's not a matir. It itself is a matir. It doesn't matter something else. So let's get the case. You have a pigle thought, you bring a carbon ashram, you're a mitzora, you're done. You bring a carbon ashram. While you bring it to carbon ashram, you have a pigle thought. I can't wait to eat this in a week from now. Right? And then eat the oil a week from now. It even doesn't have to be a week from now even. Eat the oil. Is that in the world of pigle? So, we just said yes.
Right.
Now, if you eat the dam, is he chayav for piggle? No. Why not? Because dam is not piggleable, right? Doesn't work, right? What about the oil? We just said yes. Why is the oil different than the dam? What does the oil matter?
No, it's not a matter.
It's not a matter. So the Gemara is going to ask, Hamani, who said this about the oil? So the Gemara answers, Remeirhi. It's Remeir from yesterday. The Tanya, log shemen shel metzora. If you have a log shemen of a metzora, chayavim of mishum pigel, divrei Remeir. Remeir said you chayav a pigel. Why?
Because once the, you sprinkle the blood, once you sprinkle the blood from the metzora, right?
Yeah.
And you're ready to, you can eat that oil. The oil is no different than the piece of meat. Unlike the blood, which is used for, is the matter to get you to be able to eat the piece of meat.
Right, so you're right, but there's one more nekuda, which is, you don't have to bring the oil today.
You said yes, I don't get that.
Yeah, so you don't have the oil, you forgot to bring the oil. So you forgot, so are they going to send you back home to get the oil? If you forgot the animal, I'm here to bring a carpet, where's the animal? I've left it home. Then go home and get it. But if you forgot the oil, you know what? We're not going to delay. We'll do the carbon today. Bring the oil tomorrow.
So is that an exclusionary thing?
It only applies by oil and by nesachim. You're supposed to bring nesachim with every carbon. Yeah. You forgot the nesachim left at home. Okay, so we'll do nesachim tomorrow.
So nesachim is not makom at all.
What?
Nesachim is not makom at all in the time frame.
Right.
So you have to.
But Remeir held, if you bring the oil on time, you're here with the oil. So the dam allows you to eat that oil.
Correct.
Therefore, if you eat the oil, you're going to be chayav and pigle.
So it's basically right, except there's also a caveat to the whole thing that you don't have to.
Right.
Which, by the way, is the one reason that it pulls it out of the pigle.
Exactly. Right. Now, that's why the Rabbanan said, you're not chayav on the oil, because you didn't have to bring it today.
Exception.
You didn't have to bring it today.
So what's the carbon that he brought today?
Asham. It's an asham. It's a carbon asham.
But that
a metzorah has to bring a carbon asham. In addition, it has to bring the oil. We don't find that in any other carbon. That's why we're hacking with this. So what is this oil? So the Gemara says, it depends. You don't have to bring it today. You forgot it? We'll do the option anyway. You're not a metzorah anymore. You're done. By the way, you have to come back and bring the oil.
So you're saying they're independent of each other?
Yeah. The better way to say this is nama'akev, the carbon.
Yes.
It's something you have to do. Okay, it's independent. Now, what you're supposed to bring the oil on time.
Right.
You brought the oil with you. You brought it. What do they do with the oil? They sprinkle it on your big toe and your big thumb. Right. And then whatever remains in the cup, you can eat.
Right.
And what if you have a pigle thought and you eat it? Why should it be different than the musar? No different. The only hak is, but you don't have to bring it today. Said to Chachamim, that reason is enough that you're not going to be chayav in pigle. Because it's not really ma'akesh. It's not really part of the carbon. Says Remeir, but you brought it. So what kind of thing is that? You brought it. Right? All on the same page? Good. Now, Ema Seifa. But look at the seifa of this story. The seifa said, "Umotzi ani minchas nesachim," right? "Umotzi ani," I'm going to make you chayav and pigle, minchas nesachim, v'hadam. Who said that? We just concluded the dam. Asan l'rabbanon. That must be the rabbanon. D'tanya, niske behema chayav lo mishum pigle. Niske behema are chayav and pigle. B'bnei sha'adam hazevach matiran. Likarev. Divrei Remeir. Because the dam allows you to eat that, says Remeir. Amru lo chachamim, the chacham said back, follow other navy at zivcho hayom, nesachem mikan v'al asa yamim, asar yamim. You can bring the nesachem 10 days from now, just like the oil. Amru lahen, af ani lo amarti ela bo'an nematzevach. I only said that if you bring it together, said Remeir.
If you bring it together.
Then I say yachayim, right?
Then you have to use it.
Right. Anyway, so this b'risa can't be Remeir. Why? Because the sefer doesn't say what Remeir said. So it's who said this brisa? Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani, Rebbe he. It's Rebbe. The Amar, who says something, I'm not 100% sure I get this. The Amar, Log Shemen Shel Metzora, Matanosav Sharu Le. The Log Shemen of Metzora, its own sprinklings, Matir the Shemen. What does that mean?
Correct.
Says Rashi. It's a third wide line. What do you mean?
Before.
That if you don't bring it on the same day,
exactly.
Then you have to bring it, you come next week, oh, here I am, I'm back.
No, not only that, if you don't sprinkle it on the toes and the ears and everything
right.
else, you're not allowed to use it.
Uh-huh.
So it has a matir for it.
Right. So look at the third wide line of Rashi, Amr of Yosef. V'savu lak rabbanon, t'hol v'efshel lahavi nitzachim lachas man. You can bring it next week. Ein dam azevach mefaglon. Hafila b'inimo. Even if you bring the oil on time, there's still no pigle on the oil. Why not? Because you didn't have to bring it. V'log shem en nami ha dikani nami pigle. We said over here there's pigle by the oil. Lo shehe adama osham mefaglon. Not because the dama osham is mefaglon. That's not why. If you sprinkle the oil, dreaming how you're going to eat the remainder of the oil at the wrong time in the wrong place, that's pigle. Why not? Right? Why not? In itself is matters itself. You only allowed to eat that oil for one day. Because we say it's kachi kachim. Can only eat it for one day. You burn it on a Tuesday, you can eat it Tuesday and Tuesday night. That's it. So now, one more line of the Gemara. Umi demat noslav sharilei. Since the mat, in other words, what gives you the right to eat the shirayim of the oil? We said if the oil, you have oil in a cup, a log of oil, a log of oil is? It's a big, right? A revius of a log is what you make kiddush on. Right. That's 4 ounces. So that's going to be 12 ounces. It's a big jar of oil. How much oil do you need to sprinkle on your toe? What do you do with the rest of the oil? Eat it. What allows you to eat it? The shechting of the carbon? No. The sprinkling on your toe. The sprinkling on your toe allows you to eat the rest of it. Therefore, that is the matir. Therefore, of course it's pigle on this. Right? Umidamatanosam sharile, matanosam mefaglile. Since the matanos, the sprinkling on your toe, lets you eat the rest. Therefore, you'll be mefaglile on it. So if you're dreaming of eating the log shemen at the wrong time, you get pigle. Very simple. The Tanya, log shemen shal metzora, mol and bo, you can be over me'ila on it, ad shizrak hadam, until you sprinkle the dam. Nizrak hadam, once you sprinkle the dam, lo nanin, v'lo molin. You can't have hana from it, but you can't be me'ila either. Why? What we said is not this. What's me'ila? Me'ila means it's still kodesh. Right. Once I sprinkle the dam, it loses its kedusha. Why is that?
Why?
I didn't do anything with it yet. No. Rebbe Omer, no. Molin achitein matnosav. You're over me'ila on this oil until you sprinkle the oil.
And then the me'ila goes away. Then the me'ila goes away.
Yeah, of course the me'ila goes away because now you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat the rest. I have a log of oil, a 12-ounce jar of oil. I'm going to do some sprinkling. Right? So what's the procedure? You walk in with two things to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. I have my Asham animal and this log of oil.
Right.
Right? They shech the animal and there's some pigle thought there.
Right.
Does that affect the oil?
No.
But Rebbe said no. Tanakhama said yes it does. Okay. Rebbe said no. Why? It's his own thing, the oil.
It's different.
It's different. So therefore, there's no me'ila yet. It still could be me'ila. Me'ila means you're not allowed to use something kodesh.
Right.
Once you sprinkle the oil on your toe, the rest of it's not kodesh. Right. Yeah, it's still called kodesh because you have to eat it in a certain time. It's not carbon anymore. Then go home and eat it. Or you have to stay in the basement. Maybe there's grounds and eat it, whatever it is. So therefore, there's no real me'ila anymore. When does the me'ila go away? It's big machlokas. When you shech the animal?
No.
Well, says the comma, yeah. Why? Because they're connected. Therefore, there's no me'ila, there's no pigle on the oil, because it does not matter anything. But according to Rebbe, no. There's still me'ila. Why is it still me'ila? Because it's still kodesh.
It's still different things, right.
And can you be mefaglel it? Yes. Okay, does anybody know what's flying here?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, v'shavin, sh'asa b'achila, ad chitin matan sheva, u'matan b'honos. But they both agree that you can't eat it until you deshirayim, until you actually use it. To sprinkle on your toes. Okay? Now, Amru Kamei to Rav Yirmiyah, they said this whole daf over to Rav Yirmiyah. Amr, and he said, Gavra Rabba ki Rav Yosef Lema Hamilsa? What, a great man like Rav Yosef says something like this? Right? That what? That Rebbe said that just like the sprinkling of the oil matters the oil, therefore you can have pig on the oil? Rebbe said such a thing? Rabbi Yosef said such a thing? Graf Rabbi like that said such a thing? Hare log haba b'fnei atmo. The lekuli alma matanos of sharilei v'loma fagli. Nobody says that. Everybody says that, yeah, you have a jar of oil, you're going to sprinkle on your toes, that, but you can't be mafagel that. Nobody says that. D'tanya, log shemesh al matzora, chayav av mishum pigol, b'fnei shadam matiro labahonos, divere meir. Because the dam matters it. Not because the oil itself matters it, divere meir. Amrlo le meir, but the sense of meir, what are you talking about? V'alo adam evi ashama achshav, v'log mikan v'adeser yamim. But you could be, you don't have to bring the oil today. You could bring it in a week from now, right? Amalehen, right? Amalehen, right? Ani lo amarti ela b'bo ima osham. I'm only talking about when it came when you brought it together, right? So what do you see?
Why does it make a difference?
What? Because if you bring it together, they're all. We said till now that the carbon was an animal, and the log shem is like its own world, and therefore, when you sprinkle the log, shemen, you can have a pigle thought on the rest of the shemen. I said, no one says that. They only say that if you bring it by itself. But if you bring it together, what's the ikker? The carbon. So you only have to have, you can only have a pigle thought when you bring the dam and the carbon. Yes, you're going to sprinkle oil on your toe. So what? That's how you can have a pigle thought then.
There's two different questions over here.
Yeah, I know. Because you don't have, there's no other carbon like this with two different things.
Right. No, everyone has no suffer.
What? Right. Right.
What
so what
do you do with the suffer?
Right. Right.
But it's a good. Here, you know, see, I thought here has a different option because you have to do the applications of it.
Right.
It takes the oil from being part of the carbon into its own thing now.
Right. Exactly. So Ramirmiya gives exactly your answer, Mati. Amr of El Amr El Amr of Yirmiya. So how do you make this jive? Right?
It's the only way to make a jive.
So we said that Ramir, no one says that. It's El Amr of Meir, El Amr of Yirmiya, La Olam Ramirhi. Really, it's Ramir. I this price is Remeir. What's the problem? The problem is that nobody says that Nesachim, Log Shemen, is in its own world. Nobody says that. Says, well, you're right. Sama Mikan Nesachim. Take Nesachim out of the list. Shouldn't be on the list. It's not true.
And oil.
So, take it out. Can't be on the list. Meaning, Nesachim's not its own carbon.
The oil isn't either.
What?
The oil isn't
either. Right. So therefore, when you come to show up, you always up for a Shlomim. You ought to bring Stam a Shlomim. So what's going to happen? Two things happen. Number one, they shecht an animal, and then they do nesachim. Right. They pour oil, and they right. So you can have a pigle thought on the pouring of the oil. I'm going to dream. What kind of nesachim is? There's no such thing. That right. Can't be on the list.
No, but the oil can if you split it into its own little thing. That's the other machlokes we had before. Is it? Can you have pigle on the oil? Because of the fact that it has all the things that we use for regular carbon,
right.
And have a reason to have pigle, so same thing.
Right.
You bring it over there, you sprinkle it, and then it matters the next thing.
So what does this mean here? Nesamim mikan nesachim. Remove the nesachim from the list. Right?
Yeah, because the nesachim is not the same thing as oil.
Right. Okay. So, but we still have a kash on the oil.
Right.
Amar Abaya. Don't take it out. It's two statements now. Tana log haboim hashemen asham hu adin levesachem ba mazevach. If the oil or the nesachim come together with the carbon, meaning like you're supposed to do, you showed up for the animal, you also have your jar of oil, then you have a pigle thought on the carbon, and you eat the log shemen yichayev. Same thing with the nesachim, yichayev. For hadar tani, then it says. Nesachim abam b'fnei atzman. You just bring nesachim by yourself. Oh, I forgot to bring nesachim. I left them home. I'll bring it next week. And then when you come next week, right?
You're fine.
Can there be pigle on that? No.
Oh.
Why? There's no matir.
Right.
Take the oil and pour it out. There's no matir.
Oil has a matir.
No. Hu adin lalog habab b'fnei atzmo. Same thing. The oil comes by itself, right? It comes by itself. There is no pigle. Why not? Technically there is. You could have, because you sprinkled the oil. There's no pickle. No pickle. They're very simple. Fine. Very good. Now, chatas ha'ov, dama matir, es besara lekahanim. We said, a chatas ha'ov, the blood, whatever you do with the blood of a bird, chatas, allows you, the kahanim, to eat the rest of it. So now the Gemara says, menahani mili. How do you know this? How do you know what? So I didn't know either. Rashi says, how do you know you're allowed to eat the chatas ha'ov? How do you know that someone's allowed to eat the chatas of oaf, the bird? Who said you could eat that? So, Tony Levy, kol karbonam, it says kol karbonam, l'rabos, lo, shemen shel matzora. You can even eat that also, that we just said. But that only thing's from the fire. This is not. You're allowed to eat it. Then it says, L'chol minchasam, L'rabos minchas ha-omer, U'minchas ha-kenos. You can eat those two. The minchas of the omer and the minchas of the sota. So that I would have thought, V'achol osam asher kupar bahem. You only can eat things that get a kapara. V'minchas ha-omer, L'hater asya. That's just matters chadash. That's not a kapara. Minchas sota, minchas kenos. Labar avon ka'asya, and the mincha of a sota, also not a kapara, just opposites. It's to clarify if she did a sin, kamash mala, it's still edible. L'chol chatas l'rabos chatas ha'ov, then it says l'chol chatasam, to include a chatas ha'ov. So I would have thought, nevelihi, it's a nevela. Why is it a nevela? Because it wasn't done with shechita, it was done with malika. You do malika in your backyard, in chutz la'aretz, even anywhere in Israel, and I'll eat that bird. I am the basic as you are. So I would have thought maybe you're not either. Kamashlan, right. You are. L'chol ashamam. Then it says l'chol ashamam. L'rabos asham nazir v'asham mitzora. These are two ashams. So I would have thought im lahachshir ka'asi. Maybe they just come to allow you now to come back to the Beis Hamikdash. Till now you were not, or to for another to wine. Kamashmalan, you're allowed to eat it. Asham mitzora. Asham Matzora says straight out. Rashi points out where? Dinechal kichatas asham hu? Ella l'rabos asham nazir ka asham mitzora. You're right. An asham nazir is like an asham mitzora, which the Torah says you're allowed to eat. Then it says asher yashivu. It says asher yashivu. Ze gazal hager. L'cha hu? Shal l'cha yehe afil l'kadish bo'etze isha. It belongs to, what do you mean gazal hager? Someone stole from a ger. A ger stole, and he never had a chance to return it. His ger stole? He stole from a ger. I think it means he stole from a ger. Yeah. Right. You stole from a ger. You have to return it to him, yeah? You want to return it to him, the ger died. And he doesn't have any relatives. Right, nobody in Klal Yisrael doesn't have relatives. Only a ger doesn't have relatives. So who do you give it to? You give it to the Kohanim. It's one of the Manas Kohuna. This pasuk, by the way, is in Parshas Korach. What? No, no. Maybe he didn't really come to that. Yeah.
Do you not have chase after his property?
Right. So it must be some kind of. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but it's a gezel ger and it belongs to the Kohen, even to the Makadosh woman with it. It's mamash his. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shmuel Yosef Glili. Pigel bedavar hanase b'chutz pigel. Pigel on something that takes place outside the Beis HaMikdash is pigel. Bedavar hanase b'fnim, lo pigel. But if it's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not pigel. Ketzad, what does that mean? Hajomid b'chutz, if someone's standing outside, outside the Azara, yeah, v'amar harini shochet lahazos d'midamo l'machar, I want to sprinkle the dam tomorrow in the mizbeah, in the heichal, when the kodesh is lo pigel. That's not pigel. Why? It's the wrong place. That's not where you sprinkle dam. You don't do that in the heichal. Doesn't make a difference. Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar hanase b'fnim lo pigel. The thought, you were in the right place and you had that bad thought, but your thought was in the wrong place. There's no such thing. Hayomei b'fnim. If someone's standing inside, right, in the Heichel, Hareini maza al manas lahakter emurim for lishboch, I am going to dream about being makter emurim or pouring out the shirayim lamachar tomorrow. Lo pigel. It's not pigel. Why not? Where were you standing when you had that thought? You were in the Heichel. What are you doing in the Heichel? I don't know what you're doing in there. You were there. Shemachshava b'fnim b'davar naza b'chutz. Again. Avol oye b'chutz. You're standing outside the Azara. V'amar reini shochet lishbok shirayim l'machar. Ol haktirei mureim l'machar. Pigel, that's pigel. Shetera machshav v'b'chutz, hadavar nase b'chutz. Okay? Amar b'shur ben Levi, Maikra, what's the pasuk that says all that? It says, kashe yuram mishor zevach hashlamim. When you lift up the fat, the emurim of the zevach of the shlamim. V'chimal lamadnu mishor zevach hashlamim me'ata. What are you learning from this? Ella, makish, par, koi, mashiach, lishar, zevach, shlomim. They're compared. Ma, shar, zevach, shlomim, achi, maithav, machshavotav, alvecha, chiton. Af, par, koi, mashiach, achi, machshavotav, the thought to maithav and your actions, al, mizbeach, hachiton. Okay? Very good. Now, we'll go a little more. Okay, that's the daf is pretty much over. Now we're going to learn a fascinating idea. Amar, which has nothing to do with Daf Yomi. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. Halacha, Krebi Eliezer, Kelazar, Shamru, Shamru Yossi. That the halacha is like that. We pass them like that. Okay? The halacha is like Rabbi Lazar in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rava, Hilchitha Lemashicha? What do you mean the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? The halacha is like Rava. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. Halacha Krebi Eliezer, Shamru, Shamru Yossi. Amar Rava, Hilchitha Lemashicha? Can you tell me, the paskening, the halacha, there's no Beis HaMikdash now. When Mashiach comes, tell me the halacha is like that. I need to know that now. Rava, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Hilchas al Mashiach? Right? So, by the way, what did he say the halacha is like? Regarding what? Right? That if someone, that you can only be Chayef Pigel on a Bachut and a Bachut. Right? Oh, the halacha is like that. That's the halacha is like the pigle. So, first of all, the mitzvah Eitan asks that the Rambam says that you can bring kavodos bezman hazeh. So, who said it's a halacha l'mashicha? The Mashiach comes, you can bring kavodos bezman hazeh. Right?
How do you do that?
What?
How do you do that?
What?
Abama is zasser. How do you do that?
Not Abama, in the Beis HaMikdash.
Where?
In the on the mizbeach. Right?
There is no Beis HaMikdash.
I understand there's no Beis HaMikdash, but theoretically, the Rambam paskins that you could bring korbanos.
On a place where the...
Yes, if you can find that spot, if you know exactly... What?
Build a new one.
Build a new one and bring korbanos.
It's not up to me to build it. It's got to come from downstairs.
Right.
You come down the
fire. The builders are not going to build it.
So, why not?
Because they're not going to be in
So the Grizz, the Briskerov... The Briskerov says, but even if that's true, that you could technically make karbanos, the pickle we were talking about here was on the Pinimios karbanos. And those you for sure can't bring today, because there's no Sanhedrin, the other things you're lacking. So it's still a kasha. Even though you could bring karbanos maybe, you can't bring a parhal, there's no kohen gadol. So since karbanos, not every karban could be brought. That answers that question. Tosfos asks, listen to Tosfos, look at the Tosfos of... The first Tosfos on the page, Hilchas Ola Mashicha, go like almost the end of it. I would say 10 lines down, where it says, Umihu, however, the last word on the line. Besofa Tcheles, in end of Perak Tcheles, Kasha, the Pasuk K'Rabbi Yochanan, Ka'aba Yossi ben Dostoi, that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Abba Yossi ben Dostoi, Gabi Chaviti Kohen Gadol. About some halacha there, the Chaviti, paskins like that. Hilchas are like this. And we don't ask over there, Hilchas Ola Mashicha.
You can ask that question by every single thing.
So, listen to this. Vinira, the Rabbi Yosef Dafka, the Isle Uba Sanhedrin. The Ein, Lipzog, Hilchas Ola Mashicha. Tosfos' first answer is, only Rabbi Yosef is bothered by this problem. He always asks, what kind of... Even though it says Rava here, and they changed the Girsa. Only Rabbi Yosef is the one who always bothers with that. Nobody else has a problem with it. Rabbi Yosef always, what about halacha l'moshe? Why are you passing now as no Mashiach? Only he has that problem. No. The Rambam didn't have that problem. Right? The Chavetz Chaim says, because the Rambam didn't hold, like, how Rambam held like this Tosfos. Uh-huh. The Rambam held, so what kind of problem is that? So there's no Mashiach now, so what? Only Rabbi Yosef had that problem. He always asks that question. And though in Parak Tcheles, it wasn't him, so nobody asked it. Nobody minded. Nobody was bothered. Only Rabbi Yosef is bothered. Reb Chaim Afarish, he answers another answer. Reb Chaim, this is Reb Chaim Abali Tosfos, says, "The lo parich hilchas al mashicha." We only ask this question. Listen to this. We only ask this question. Elahecha de ikatarti. There's two reasons why we shouldn't have to paskin like it. Number one, ahula mashicha. First of all, it doesn't apply now. There's no mashiach. And number two, v'gam osi iser. It's a question about an avira. How are you mechayev pigle? How are you over pigle? So I'm going to paskin Yechayev Pibul like this. First of all, it doesn't apply today. Second of all, you have nothing better to do than paskin Yisurim. Nothing better to do, right? Ela al yidei Isser lo shayach lipsuch l'mashicha. For an Isser, what are you busy with Yisurim? I don't have enough Yisurim to do. I don't have enough things to be careful about. And paskin about what's going to be with Pibul. Two reasons why not. But if it's an assay about something that doesn't apply with Manazeh, nobody would ask that question, right? So the Chavetz Chaim says that the reason why the Rambam included so many halachos about the Beis HaMikdash, which doesn't apply today, is because he held it close to his first answer. Only Rabbi Yossi is bothered with this. No one else is bothered. Why not? Right? Why not? It's very funny.
No. Why Chavetz Chaim was...
That's why he was so busy with it.
Because
he also held like this.
He had the suitcase ready.
Exactly. The suitcase ready. Exactly. Very good. Exactly. So, Amalei Abaya, El Meata, Kol Shechitas Kodshim, Lo Lisni, Hechazal Mashiachu. What, then we'll certainly learn anything? Because it doesn't apply? El, just for Kabbal Schar. Get some reward. Right? Hachanami, just for Kabbal Schar. Get some reward. So, what kind of question was that? Hachikami Elach. My question was, Hechazal Amalei, why do you have to say Hilchasa? I have no problem learning Torah. I have no problem. You're right, you get Shechar, let's learn all the halachas that don't apply, let's learn all day with that. Why are you paskening at the end? Why are you paskening? Right? Lishnachwina, Amalei, halacha kamina. What I meant to say was, same thing. You paskening? Learning? 100%. Let's go learn all the things that don't apply with Manasseh. I have no issue with that. To paskin? What are you paskening for? Right? What are you paskening for? That doesn't apply.
Do.
So your question was, what do you mean? What's your issue? Let's go learn. Of course my issue is not learning. I have no problem learning. My issue is this issue. Drishul Kal Baschar. My issue is the halacha part. Halacha, okay, that's fair. That question we don't answer. Okay, you're right. But on the Kal Baschar, that wasn't a problem.
Cross shots we answer shallows have nothing.
Right, correct.
So, but,
right. So right. So you have to answer. Tell us his first answer. That we're not bothered with that. So first of all, the Karen Ora says, aren't we supposed to learn? Aren't we supposed to do mitzvahs not to get tchar? So what do you mean, Jewish for Kabbal Schar? We're not supposed to do that, right? So he answers, yeah. What he meant to say was, you're right. You're not supposed to do that. But the tchar will come. That's not why you're learning. You're learning because you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to do God's will. Yeah, the tchar is going to come. That's not why you're learning. So to say, Jewish for Kabbal Schar, yeah, you're going to get tchar. Well, nice, I'm getting tchar. You come every morning to learn. You get tchar for that. That's not why you come. Right? Okay. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody, very, very good day.